Let's look how the information we're gathering can be used to develop an installation plan. The presence of other physiology equipment in the cath lab can complicate the installation of a core FM system and FM hub. So you should carefully mark on the pre-installation survey each piece of equipment on the list that is present in the room, regardless of if it is mounted to the bed or an IV pole or a cart which can be removed and moved into the room. Because low maps and FM hubs require the same connections to the aortic transducer and the P1 input of a hemosystem, they cannot coexist in the same cath lab room. Smart maps are a lesser concern, but they still require a pressure input channel on the hemosystem, perhaps one of the same channels that is being considered for powering the FM hub. Lastly, a St. Jude analyzer system, or a Y-box that's used with the Quantian and Illumian systems, is usually placed between the aortic transducer and the P1 input of the hemosystem, which is the same place that you will be installing an FM hub. So it can complicate an installation if your customer really wants to have a St. Jude analyzer or Y-box Quantian in the same room as a core FM. If your room has other equipment that may be relevant to the installation, mark it on the other box and describe it in the notes section. In this picture, you can see an extreme example. This was an LMR site where the customer already had a Quantian system and an Assist FFR system, and we added in a core FM. So the presence of these other systems made for a more difficult installation because all of the systems were competing for bed rail space, hemosystem connections, as well as power outlets. To say that this is not our typical customer for a core FM is an understatement. But it does emphasize the importance of knowing the other equipment in the room to plan for a smooth core FM installation.